Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to Daily Pop. Protesters are still striving to be heard, but are there signs of hope? I'm Erin Lim, joined by Morgan Stewart and Justin Sylvester via Skype. Hey guys, let's talk about yesterday. Yesterday was Blackout Tuesday, and many people and companies united to help fight racial injustice. On social media, you probably have seen that people were posting simple black squares to show their support. I know my feed was filled with this. How did you guys feel about seeing this blackout?
It was definitely, for me, I just had to educate myself for a second because I was a little bit confused, being completely transparent, because there were so many mixed messages about the people from the people that I followed. Some people were, first of all, my timeline was all black squares, but then I had people who were posting stories saying that that completely defeats the purpose and that now is the time to be vocal as possible. And so then I ended up realizing that you can still post the black square, which I did, but really that doesn't mean that you're silent and taking a day off social media. It's really a time to educate yourself, learn from people that are friends of yours or people that might, you know more than you do, and, you know, take the opportunity to support your black friends, black businesses, black artists, entrepreneurs, and so on. And I think that that's what I ended up doing. But at first I was definitely a little bit confused on sort of the right way to go and make sure that I was posting something that was in line with what I truly believed.
I think a lot of people were confused on what to do. And I think that happens a lot of times because there's so many different messages out there. But in the grand scheme of things, it's a show of solidarity. Even though we tried to make a cake, we ended up making cookies and it's still good. We're still gonna eat them, but it's just a different thing. And I think what it started out as is, hey, we're going to put up these black squares to show that we are not posting anything, and we're going to let the black voices and black people really speak out about what is going on. And I am here just to listen and to not overexcite my feed with other things than that. That's what it was supposed to be. However, it's turned into solidarity, and I will take it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were confused at first, and there were hashtags that were being misused. Some people were using hashtag Black Lives Matter, which was not allowing people to get the information that they needed for the protest or to see what's going on in the world right now. So a lot of people had to kind of check each other and say, like, hang, make sure you are hashtagging Blackout Tuesday. And you know what? It was interesting because I think a lot of people finally saw that it's no longer okay for me to just post my selfies and to forget about what's actually happening right now, and that is this movement.
Now is not the time for you to be posting about Black Lives Matter or at the issues at hand and then following that story up with you doing whatever it is you're doing at home. Like, that to me, I mean, the fact that that common sense wasn't just sort of within people was quite surprising to find out, but I do think that that was the benefit. It was like, stop promoting yourself, stop talking about yourself and mixing in Black Lives Matter and the issues. Just focus on how you can learn and be a better person and a better advocate for the injustices that are happening.
Yeah, exactly.
100%. And I've said this time and time again, we cannot be upset when people don't do it the right way or people don't follow directions fully. Listen, we're Americans. Yeah. We never fully read the directions on the back of a carton purse. But what this is doing is it's starting conversations. It's starting the, hey girl, what's the black box about? Should I post it? And it's like, yeah girl, maybe you should turn on CNN and see what's going on.
Yeah, I will say that for my boyfriend, who is Black, it meant a lot to him to see his white friends or non-Black friends posting to show their support. And, you know, it really meant a lot to him. I don't know how you felt about it, Justin, but it really showed people coming in full support.
100%. I totally agree with him, and I'm here for it.
All right, you guys. Moving on to Lea Michele, who is under fire right now. So Lea tweeted in support of Black Lives Matter, and a former Glee co-star went in on her. Samantha Ware has accused her of making her life a living hell while on Glee, accusing Lea of telling everyone she would, quote, bleep in her wig. Then former Glee co-stars Amber Riley and Alex Newell posted memes seemingly supporting Samantha. And there was a lot of other likes that I have seen from her former co-stars. We reached out to Lea and her team for comment, but we should note that at the time of our taping, Lea has not addressed these claims. And also because of this controversy, HelloFresh released a statement saying they have ended their partnership with Lea effective immediately. Does this surprise you guys? This all escalated super quick.
Look, I think a lot of companies right now are looking for ways to save money in this COVID-19 moment. And a lot of companies don't have time to do research or background because they know how fast cancel culture works and how quickly people can jump on a bandwagon. So HelloFresh was like, hey, we can cut that. Let's cut that right now. I will, however, say when I was a teenager, even into my young adult years, I did some pretty terrible and said some pretty terrible things because I was angry, I felt alone, I was hiding a secret that I was gay, and I was not the happiest person. And I've had to apologize for certain things. If I was famous at a young age, I think I would not be the easiest person to deal with. I certainly wouldn't in somebody's wig, but I wouldn't be easy. And, you know, we hear time and time again about, you know, oh, Lea's this, or Lea's that. You know, we heard it from Naya Rivera in her book. I have not experienced that with Lea Michele. She's always been nice to me. I am not saying that it takes away from what everybody else is saying. But what I don't want this to do is take us away from the central message that we are trying to figure out right now. And that's how to get justice for all of those people who died at the hands of police officers. And sometimes the village could get sidetracked and bring their torches elsewhere. Let's keep in mind, let's stay in formation, let's put this on the back burner, and we'll come back to this.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think now is the time to start attacking people for past mistakes. I think it really is the time to bring everybody up to speed, educate people, allow people to learn from their mistakes, allow people to grow. I'm sure that we've all said things that we didn't mean or didn't realize the weight behind them. Look, I think what people are tweeting are really horrible, horrific things. I'm curious to know if any of the women that are tweeting Lea Michele have taken her aside and had that conversation with her face to face before it was on Twitter and basically said, look, what you've said, how you've made me feel is not acceptable, and I'm not cool with that. So that's just where, you know, we don't have the full story. I mean, Justin and I have talked about this on Daily Pop for a year. Cancel culture is not something that I think both of us believe in. I think people are allowed to make mistakes. Yeah. Not saying that what she said was okay. I just hope that this doesn't become an attack on everybody doing the wrong thing. At one point, it's really just about moving the message forward, which is what Justin said, focusing on the issues that need to be corrected for the rest of time.
Let me add this in before we get cut off. I just want to point out, I've read some of the Twitter messages, and I'm not saying this is right. But what I will say, it seems like if she was an she was an equal opportunity because I saw some white girls in there being like, oh, my time right. was this and my time was that. So I don't know if it's much of a race situation. I think that is being maybe flooded by the media. But I would like to give Lea Michele a chance to say her side of the story, to maybe even say, you know, maybe I was a bit of a diva. Maybe I was a little bit of a twerp, and I apologize. I think it's not about what people have asked. It's about how they've grown from it.
Right. Yeah. And maybe we don't know her well enough to confirm these things or to say that she was an a-hole or whatever it was. But the people closest to her, her former co-stars, such as Abigail Breslin, who liked a couple of the tweets. She just recently got an unfollow from both Kiki and Ariana. So if you do enough research on Twitter, I've literally fell into a spiral. Right. You will see see more shocking stuff. But yeah, I think she's gonna have to be the one to comment about it next.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll be right back with more Daily Pop.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jimmy Fallon has once again apologized for wearing blackface during a Saturday Night Live skit back in 2000. Last night, Jimmy opened The Tonight Show with a somber monologue. He also spoke with Don Lemon.
What I kept getting advised was to just stay quiet and to not say anything. And that's the advice because we're all afraid. So I thought about it and I realized that I can't not say I'm horrified and I'm sorry and I'm embarrassed. And I realized that the silence is the biggest crime that white guys like me and the rest of us are doing, staying silent.
That's exactly what we all need to do, is examine ourselves. And that was really honest and very brave of you.
Well, Jimmy is right. He probably could have got away with that.
You think so? He apologized last week on Twitter, and Don Lemon says we need to stop beating up people for their mistakes. You think that this would have just gotten buried forever and would never have resurfaced, Justin?
I think with everything going on, I think people know, publicists know, agents know how to really mitigate some of the pain and some of the backlash. So they probably would have made him put out an apology on a Friday. It would have got lost in the news media by Monday, and he could have got away with it. What I love about Jimmy Fallon is Jimmy Fallon said, you know what? It's not right for me to stay silent. Let me be a protocol, a proctor of change. And that's what he did.
I also think, you know, him doing what he did on SNL, I mean, to me, that, you know, obviously it was the wrong thing to do. I'm sure he knew better. I obviously, you know, we've gone back and forth on this topic of comedy. I think we now live in a world where everybody is really very aware of the things that they're doing and trying to send the right message. But when I think back to Jimmy Fallon having to do that on SNL, I see that as a group decision. There were a lot of other people besides Jimmy Fallon that okayed that to be on air. So I don't really think that he should be the only one held responsible. And I also think when you are a comic, you're in comedy, you really are supposed to speak your truth, live your truth. Not that that was what he was doing, but it's not a PC job. You know, you really are supposed to make people laugh. And a lot of that really does usually stem from somebody's personal pain. So, look, everybody can jump on everybody right now. Nobody is perfect. Everybody has made mistakes. I think he handled it correctly. I think he apologized. He faced it. He owned up to it. You can tell that he's being authentic about it. And I respect him for it. But it doesn't, I do really believe that, like, SNL's also just as equally responsible, and not just Jimmy Fallon.
I think if he went on and supported and said Black Lives Matter and didn't confront it, it would come out later and people would say, wait, why were you silent? Are you racist? Are you proud of this? What were your intentions? So I think it was important for him to get in front of it. And, you know, he has been very publicly forgiven by a lot of his famous celebrity friends.
Yeah, but this is what we need to do. And we have to take a page out of the Me Too movement. When people were seeing, you know, productions and films and studios with, like, very, you know, outward disrespect towards women, they demanded that you make a donation. Like, are you going to make a donation to the Me Too movement? And CAA and companies like Sony and all these really big major networks were making these donations. Let's stop trying to cancel people and let's talk to Lorne Michaels and say, yo, Lorne, let's get some cash out of here so we can educate more people about why it's not okay to do blackface. We need to stop asking for cancellation and start asking for
pause. Yes. That's and there also and not even that, because if you're so quick to cancel people, then they become scared and then they don't speak up when it's the right time to speak up. And I also think what's going on with a lot of people, I think, that look like me is really it's not even about people focusing on the message of George Floyd's death and the consistent racism that's gone on in this country. It's more about, like, I'm white, but I'm not racist, and I need to prove that to you as quickly as possible, instead of really taking the time to sit in what's going on and educate themselves and really learn about what's happened and what we can do to not have that continue.
There's another powerful video that's going viral right now. It's of Desiree Barnes, who was an administration aide for President Obama. Here she is taking a stand against the looters and the rioters.
I don't care how you decide to organize and protest, but you don't riot. You don't burn in my neighborhood. But when you come in here with your privilege and you take down resources that my community needs, you stay out of our neighborhood and you take this to the corporations, you take it to Wall Street, but you don't come on this block.
This video, you need to set aside 5 minutes of your day and go watch this entire video because it is beyond powerful. Every single word she says is so important. And this was filmed by photographer Dan LaRue, who captured the video before even knowing who she was. He later tracked her down and shared the moment on social media. How do you guys feel about what she said?
I have been there when you are dead asleep and somebody wakes your ass up and you cannot wait to light into them. And I think a lot of times when we see looters and we see people who are vandalizing, it's not just people of color. It's not just Black people. It is white people. It is Latin people. And a lot of times we just get frustrated that time and time again, people are blaming us for the looting and for the criminal intent. It's true. Do not come on my block and start this Take it to people who you are upset with, not me, not my community, because we're in this with you together. So the most frustrating part is that we are sitting here, we are protesting peacefully, yet you're only showing images of Black people looting and being defiant. Show the real images and tell those people why it doesn't makes sense to do this.
She even called out the people who are around her as saying, you don't even look like me. Like, you are not me. You are not here for the right reasons. Like, you're gonna go tear down a charging station that a local homeless man needs. Like, you are gonna terrorize like all of these locally owned businesses around here that people of color own. Like, that is not right. And so I think everyone who is out there protesting, make sure you are out there for the right reasons. Do not spoil this for everyone, because it can be powerful if you're not being destructive. Besides George Floyd, there have been other controversial deaths recently. Do you think this will finally ignite change?
Look, I think we're at the point in our society where there was a tipping point where Americans really realized that we cannot stand anymore and let this happen and not say anything. But it's also becoming a tipping point for law enforcement to educate themselves on how is this continuously happening? So I think it's a tipping point where it's going to come together finally and hopefully.
Yeah, I agree. I really do. Yeah. I think that obviously this is not an isolated incident. This has been happening for thousands and thousands of years. And I just think that people are finally, I have never felt such momentum behind something in a way that even for myself to feel the need to be more involved and understand what's going on. So I really do think that obviously the events that have happened have been horrific and unimaginable, but I do think the positivity coming out of them is that there really is going to be real change. And I think police officers, obviously there are good police officers and there are bad police officers, but there's going to be zero tolerance for police officers that behave the way that man did.
Exactly.
Amen.
All right, still ahead, we've got some amazing acts of kindness you won't want to miss.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
How are you doing, Reg?
Crazy. I don't know. Feeling so much simultaneously. It's crazy. I have this history in the Black community in the Midwest that I don't access a lot because there's a lot of pain and emotion there, you know.
So it's hard. There's so much happening. I want to use my platform for good. It's, yeah, I go in and out, you know?
Oh, man.
It's tough.
I'm so sorry that you're feeling this. And I would give anything to be in a room with you before I'm around you.
That was musician Reggie Watts on CBS's The Late Late Show with James Corden.
I'm pretty sure I've had one of those moments like this on this show, and I can feel and I know exactly where this guy's coming from, because you're taught to harbor and to make excuses for why you've gone through things like this, and you're taught to be a man and just get over it and move past it. And it's not until you're confronted with this head on, like we are right now in this world, and it only takes that one time for you to dig just a little bit in there, and it all comes out. I had the same reaction around the Kobe Bryant situation, just dealt with feelings about the own death of my father and the own, you know, death of part of myself. And I'm doing it and I'm having it right now with this whole thing happening with George Floyd. So I feel for Reggie and I feel for James Corden, because I know that he wants to be there for me like Carissa and Morgan were there for me during that Kobe Bryant time.
Yeah, I thought it was great that they had that conversation and that people like James are just wanting to learn from their friends who have been living this reality for a lot longer than, you know, a lot of people have been aware.
Really?
With all of the heavy news, we wanted to end the show with some more positive stories. First up, we have football player Zay Jones. He tweeted about a moment that happened to him. It reads, quote, "I was just at a local home goods store with my cousin getting furniture for my place when an elderly white woman approached me at the checkout counter. She looked at me with tears in her eyes and then said, 'I'm from Minneapolis, and I just want you to know you matter to me.'"
It instantly evokes that emotion out of you, and you do kind of breathe a sigh of relief that, you know, there is good amongst all of the horrific bad that we've been experiencing. It's just nice to know that people like that woman exist.
Just know that woman probably felt uncomfortable doing that, but she pushed herself to let that person know, just in that little way, how much they mattered. That should really make you people go out and do the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Another really inspiring person, D.C. resident Raul Doobie, opened up his doors to dozens of protesters as they were getting pepper sprayed. He sheltered nearly 70 strangers overnight due to the curfew that was set in place. I mean, that is incredible. If you can do that, shoot, do that.
That is really something to be, admired.
That's more than I would do. I'd be like, I don't know nobody. Here's some milk. Here's some water. Take it with you. Don't need to pay me back.
But also, how big is that house?
Yeah. All right, you guys. I love you. Everyone watching, we love you. Thank you. We will see you guys tomorrow.